Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to talk about. Absolutely, we're diving into the world of AI YouTube thumbnail makers. I've been hearing a lot about this lately. What's the big deal? So let me break this down for you. Imagine spending 2 hours crafting a thumbnail in Photoshop, trying to get everything just right. Sounds painful, right? Oh, totally. I can't even imagine. But what's the alternative? Well, there's this fantastic tool called Nano, Banana from Google. It's an AI YouTube thumbnail maker that can do in 3 minutes what used to take hours. 3 minutes? That sounds almost too good to be true. How does it even work? Great question. The AI understands the context of your images. If you're going for a shocked face, it knows to add high contrast and the right background blur for mobile screens. That's super interesting. So it essentially does all the heavy lifting for you, right? Exactly. The biggest bottleneck for many creators is getting their ideas out of their heads and onto the screen. With AI, you just type in a prompt like scared gamer in a haunted house with neon lighting, and boom, you get options to choose from. Wow. So it's like brainstorming and designing all rolled into one. Right. And here's a stat for you. 72% of YouTubers using these AI tools are seeing a significant increase in their click-through rates. It's not magic, it's just data and technology. That's impressive. It sounds like these AI tools are really analyzing what grabs attention. They are. It's all about understanding what stops the scroll. Traditional design tools like Photoshop can make that process feel intimidating with the dreaded blank page syndrome. Oh man, I totally get that. It can be paralyzing. But with this, AI, you start with prompts. That's a game changer. Absolutely. And think about cost too. If you're running a small channel, monthly, Adobe subscriptions can add up. These free AI tools let you redirect that budget into better equipment, like mics or lights. Smart move. So how do you actually get started using one of these? AI thumbnail makers? It's easier than changing your oil. First, pick a tool that specializes in YouTube formats to avoid weird cropping. Then the magic happens in the prompt you give it. Got it. So the more specific you are, the better the results? Exactly. And speaking of results, let's talk about how to make sure your thumbnails actually perform well. Yeah, what's the secret sauce for high click-through rates? Alex, the style settings are crucial. You can choose options like hyper-realistic, cartoon, or 3D render. Right now, 3D render is killing it for gaming channels while vloggers lean towards hyper-realistic with boosted colors. Jordan, and facial expressions must be important too, right? Definitely. The algorithms are getting smart about detecting emotions. If your thumbnail looks flat, the algorithm knows. You want a prompt for extreme emotion to really grab attention. That makes sense. And how about colors? High contrast is a must. If most of your viewers are on mobile, you need your subject to pop. Ask for neon rim light or high contrast lighting to separate your subject from the background. So it's all about making it eye-catching and easily readable, especially on small screens. Exactly. But it's also important to avoid common mistakes. A cluttered thumbnail can ruin everything. Oh no, like adding too much stuff? Exactly. Just because the AI can throw in a dragon, a spaceship, and a pile of money doesn't mean it should. Keep it simple. Your thumbnail is essentially a postage stamp on a phone. Wow, I hadn't thought of it that way. And I guess text can be tricky too? You got it. The AI is great, but sometimes it can produce too much text. Keep it short and punchy. 3 words max is ideal. Something like big mistake or I won works better than a novel. Right? That's good advice. So, how does this compare to other design tools like Canva? While Canva is a great tool, it's starting to feel dated for thumbnails. It's more about assembling elements than creating something unique. With an AI maker, you generate original scenes tailored to your specific video. I see the value in that. It sounds like a time saver too. Definitely. It can take 15 to 20 minutes in Canva to create something decent, while the AI gets you there in 3 minutes flat. Wow, that's such a game changer. So for someone short on time, AI is clearly the way to go. For sure. Plus, you can focus more on the creative aspects instead of getting bogged down in the technical details. Sounds like a win-win. Any last thoughts before we wrap up? Just remember to leverage these AI tools to boost your content. If you haven't tried one yet, give it a shot. You'll be amazed at the results. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.